It began quietly enough. Little things nobody noticed or really paid any attention to. A missing bag of Cheetos. Velveeta packages found in darkened corridors amidst the rubble of the ruined number 3 reactor. Fleeting echoes of high-pitched giggling. Then, stranger things started happening. A technician's lunchbox found in pieces. Bits of ham and Wonder Bread strewn about, only the Swiss cheese missing. A stray cat found whimpering in the corner, his eyes frozen wide in astonishment. Or was it terror? If only they had listened to me, maybe we could have stopped it then, before it was too late. But now, I'm the only one left. Left to face the terror of the Mouseketoids.
In charge of cleanup at TMI since the accident. I've been in that reactor 100 times, and I'm telling you, something's not right.
100 times?
Yeah.
Would you mind exhaling out the window?
Jim, you're not paying attention to what I'm saying.
Of course I am. Ed, you're just overworked, that's all. It's not like you to let fear of something as harmless as radiation run away with you. I ask you not to exhale in here. Now, why don't you just take the afternoon off and get some rest?
But I...
Rest, Ed. Giant mice. Now, where did I put my Cheetos?
In the mysterious series of hijackings which has plagued trucks in the Kraft fleet. In a related story, a trailer load of nacho cheese-flavored Doritos is also reported as missing. Local police are baffled and have turned to federal authorities for assistance.
Say, Ed, did you order some pizza?
No, Sally. Why?
Well, there's a delivery man here with 6 dozen pizzas he was told to bring to the number 3 reactor. No one else seems to know.
Wait a minute. What kind of pizza, Sally?
Double cheese.
Good Lord. Sally, I've got to get down to that reactor fast.
Wait, Ed. I'm going with you.
You can't, Sally. You don't know what we'll find in there.
I can't let you go alone, Ed. You know how I feel. Double cheese is my favorite.
Sally.
I'm right behind you, Ed.
Is everything all right?
Well, the crust is a little soggy, but other than that...
Forget I asked. Okay, now. I'm gonna open the door, so get ready. Mother of us all. Look at them. They're huge.
Oh, I think they're kinda cute.
Don't get so close to the edge. Sally! Sally! This is bigger than the both of us. I've got to get some help.
They've got to be destroyed. They've got to be killed.
We mustn't destroy them.
What?
We must capture them for study. Think of the possibilities, gentlemen. The droppings alone could solve our energy problems for the next 20 years.
Speaking for the military, I'm in complete agreement with the doctor. The strategic possibilities are tremendous. Why, if we could apply the same technology to other animals, why, I just think of the effect of giant pigs running through downtown Tehran. We could have had the hostages home in a second.
Gentlemen, stop it. These things are dangerous. Our cheese supply won't last forever, and remember, they have tasted human flesh.
Oh, my God.
Now, we've been studying these mutants, and we think we've come up with the ultimate mousetrap.
And what is so different about this mousetrap?
The thermonuclear warhead.
This is Jessica Walters, WBIF News, live from Three Mile Island, where for more than 3 days, the military has labored around the clock to set these giant mousetraps. each one has been baited with 2 tons of brie. Sources here tell me... There's some sort of commotion behind me, ladies and gentlemen. It may be that... My stars, what an awesome sight! Hundreds upon hundreds of giant mice have suddenly appeared and are swarming around the cheese-laden traps. They're about to take the bait and... That's it! It's all over! The mouse-gatoids are finished! No! No, wait! The smoke is clearing and... My God! They've absorbed all the radiation! They're growing right before my eyes! They're as big as the Goodyear blimp!
What? Are we on? Are we on the air? Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a test. This is not a test. Your lives are in danger. The mouse-gatoids are on the loose. Nothing seems to be able to stop them. New York and Washington have already fallen. Head for the nearest civil defense shelter.
God, who brought this cheese sandwich in here?
Cheese!
Oh, no!
So, here I am, the last man left. Everyone else, a mere appetizer in a colossal cheese orgy. But I'm not finished yet. You see, the general was right.
If we could apply the same technology to other animals, why, just think of the effect of giant pigs running through...
He just had the wrong animal in mind. Now, with these little fellas, I stand a fighting chance. It'll take a few months, but they'll do the trick. Of course, after that we might need to bring in some dogs. And then after that...